Okay, good morning. Welcome, and we're going to go ahead and get started. Thank you for being here. Today's program symposium will look at our experience in Los Angeles, how we, in 2005, saw what was happening in our jurisdiction. And over the next several years, with the involvement of many people, with the support of our local board of supervisors, sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. Apologize for that. Developed a response that was comprehensive, that involved all of the affected parties. Our partners here at CDC collaborated. It built upon work that others had done outside our jurisdiction. Dr. Gatos, Charlotte Gatos, in Baltimore. It initially started, as most good program, by looking at the data. And for that, we looked specifically at gonorrhea and chlamydia rates as they affected young women. And then we tried to pull together all of the technology that was available to us around communicating, as well as developing the testing methodology. So this slide here shows what was going on at the time we began our campaign and started looking at the data. These are chlamydia rates among women by age group, by race, in Los Angeles County in 2006. And here you can see the younger age groups, the 15 to 19, the 20 through 24 for Hispanic African American rates, 8-10 times. And this is nothing that's a surprise to anyone here in your areas. You see the same thing. This slide looks at gonorrhea in the same way, again seeing significant disparities. So basically, and obviously, it's these disparities are gender-based. They affect younger people. They're also geographically impacted. And here's a map of chlamydia among the same age group in Los Angeles, and a real concentration in our South Los Angeles. And these were organized by service planning areas. And here you can see service planning area 6 and 4 having some of the highest rates. So we looked at all this, and then we took this information. We sat down with our what we have in LA is a health deputy that is a the key staff person that deals with the health issues for the supervisor. We're a 5-member board of supervisors, and they're the ones that basically set our budget, and we developed a comprehensive communication plan, an STD control plan. They asked us to come back with that, and so what you're going to see today is the plan that we came back and implemented and evaluated in order to address gonorrhea and chlamydia among young women of color in Los Angeles. So obviously it was, and I think this was the map that really had the greatest impact, because this is the second district, and also, you can't see it well on here, but also are the clinical access points, and there were very few in the area of the highest concentrations of disease. So this actually had a great deal of impact in inspiring our board of supervisors to take action. So essentially, we developed a communication strategy, and that communication strategy was to target women in these younger age groups, 15 to 25, in the geographic area of highest concentration, the metro and the south district, specifically targeting young African-American women, and also to target English and Spanish dominant Latinas. And our primary communication objective was to encourage them to test for CT and GC every 12 months, routine testing. And of course, sooner if they were symptomatic. And also, we wanted our campaign to bring them to a point of care where they were specifically asking for the test by name. Our second communication objective was to increase their awareness about CTGC and to increase their knowledge about CT and GC. These are some of the materials that were developed for that social marketing campaign. Los Angeles is a very large and highly competitive and very expensive advertising market. And we were competing with a lot of other private sector brands that were trying to reach the same target, youth in LA. So we used multiple media streams to get our message out to the target, and as well as to develop a brand, a brand presence in the community, all the time ensuring the imagery, the look, the feel, and that the language of the campaign was linguistically and culturally appropriate. So these are some examples of the bus ads. But what you'll notice about the ads, here's some interior bus ads, but what you'll notice about the ads that in general, each provided the brand with the appropriate imagery followed by a motivator or a statement to compel the target to engage in the desired behavior, and then a call to action, exactly what we wanted that target to do, and then a resource that they could access to help them get to that activity that we wanted them to do, which was to get into clinical services or get a test. So we followed this basic recipe wherever possible to ensure that the message was targeted. Our target could identify that it was about them, and our message was clear, and that we provided a resource to help the target achieve that desired behavior. And these are just some of the other materials that were used in the campaign. You can see it's both Spanish and English. But really it was through combined media buys that really were able to reach our target. Here are some sample magazine print ads that we used, postcards that we used, distributed. We also had some online banner ads, television advertising, which I'll show you in a minute, and some, all these created a synergy to reach the target and to really establish in our area our brand. But as we were developing the social marketing piece of the campaign, we also were closely watching some of the work that Charlotte Gatos was doing here, which combined testing with the social marketing. So we had an opportunity to do that. We knew from our formative research and additional secondary research that youth aren't just familiar with the online environment, but they practically live on it. So we were inspired to develop a similar program in LA and adapt best practices from e-commerce, essentially changing what we could offer the target from a zip code locator to just find a clinic to one that would allow them the opportunity in the comfort of their own home to collect a specimen and to be tested using the self-collected vaginal swab home collection test kit. And Harlan Rotblatt will be talking about that in detail here in a minute in today's talk. So we essentially had three funding cycles that started in 07, 08, 08, 09, and 09, 10. And the first two cycles really dealt with getting the brand out, getting the message, and the third we modified so that a home test kit could be ordered. Okay, so I'm just going to show you a couple of the spots that we developed here, if I can.
Yeah. Nice guy, kind of funny. Joseph, friend of a friend.
Charles? I must have been tripping.
you don't know who they've been with, you can have chlamydia and gonorrhea and not even know it. Until you find out you can't have babies.
They're curable, right?
If you get tested.
Go to don'tthinkno.org.
I got tested. And I know.
Get a free home test kit for chlamydia and gonorrhea.
Okay. So this one was in English. We actually developed three. This next spot was targeting the Spanish.
Alejandro, un chico simpático, chistoso.
José, amigo de un amigo.
Carlos, ¿qué estaba pensando?
Tienes que hacer el examen.
No sabes con quién has estado. Puedes tener clamidia y gonorrea y no saberlo.
Hasta que descubres que no puedes tener bebés.
Son curables, ¿no?
Sí, si te haces un examen.
Visita don'tthinkno.org.
Yo me hice el examen y yo sé.
Recibe gratis la prueba casera de clamidia y gonorrea.
So that can give you some idea what we did, combining all the different media efforts to take our message out. So the next several speakers, we're going to kind of take this in order to first show what was done, what necessary to be done first to validate the self-collected vaginal swab. John Papp will speak about that, and adapting an e-commerce model and the home and some data on the home test kit usage, Harlan Rotblatt, and the role and impact of marketing and some of our evaluation findings, and then the cost effectiveness of this approach.